Well, if you would, open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 5. As VeggieTales would say, or maybe Larry the Cucumber, do I have a story for you? I had to ask my youngest son, I said, where did that come from? He waited a minute, he goes, VeggieTales. We have videos of him singing VeggieTales as a little boy. It's pretty funny. We have videos of him in summer in the nursery next door singing video VeggieTales. So we're going to call this one Turkey Tales. And that's T-A-L-E-S, not the other way like a tail. So I've been frying turkeys now for about 3 years at Thanksgiving. And for some of you, you might say, well, that's easy old hat. But for me, that was a pretty big deal. And if you've ever watched some of the videos, you would know it can get pretty dangerous real quick. So I've been frying turkeys for about 3 years now. And so 3 years ago, we were frying the turkeys. It was my first time. And Michelle and I were, we did it on like a Monday night just to test run everything. And that thing was pretty good. And then, so we got to Thursday and we started frying the turkeys. And I have a big pot and you put the oil in it. And then I have a slotted pot, not the hanging thing that you see. I'm a little safer. I put it in a slotted pot. And so you slide it down in the oil and it cooks and I'm sliding it out and I felt terrible because I'm sliding it out of that slotted pot and it looked like that I just overcooked this bird and the chicken breast or the turkey breasts were all shriveled up and I'm going, man, I feel terrible about this. And we had a big group that year. And so then I did the second one and the same thing. I'm like, I am burning these turkeys. So then by the time I get in to get ready to all sit down and eat, all the turkey was gone. And I was like, wow. And everybody's like, it was really good. And I felt terrible because I'm like, they're just eating the legs and stuff. You know, everything else is gone. So then 2 years roll around, or last year rolls around, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be better prepared this year. I'm going to do it legs first because you're supposed to put the breast in first. So I'm going to do it legs first this time because it's the thicker part of the meat. So I do leg first, and I slide it out again, same thing. Well, last year, we were actually all sick, and so we had to kind of cancel any get-together we were going to have. We didn't want to pass it around. And so then I did both the birds last year, and same exact thing. And I'm thinking, there has got to be a difference here. What am I doing wrong? So this year rolls around, and I'm nervous. And I'm thinking, how do I not burn this bird to a crisp, you know? So I do the same thing, and I tump it out, and the bird's pretty golden brown, just like it's supposed to on the television shows, you know? It's a beautiful bird. And so I dump it out again, and I'm like, I'm feeling kind of terrible because this one we're supposed to actually give to someone, and I'm feeling really terrible. And I've owed this person a turkey for 2 years now because I was sick the year before. And so then I put it in the cooler. I'm feeling terrible. I do the second one, and I'm like, okay, usually you cook about 4 minutes of bird. I said, I'm going to back it down to 3.5, the first one. I said, I'm going to do 3 minutes of bird this time. I've got to figure this out. So I put it in, and I pull it out at 3 minutes in that timer, and I tump it into this pan. And Michelle, my lovely wife, she goes, you better check the temperature on that bird. You don't want to be giving people old raw turkey. And I was like, she's right about that. So I'm checking this bird every which way I can, right? I'm checking it. And I remind you, it's hot. You know, I mean, this was really hot temperatures. Checking this bird, and I'm poking it all over the place with my little digital thermometer. And I'm getting it in there, and then out of nowhere, are you ready for this? Get ready. I'm checking, and I flip it over. No. The breasts were fine for 2 years. I was presenting the bird upside down. I've never cooked turkey before in my life. The women always cook the turkey in my family. I was presenting the bird as if it was still walking around the woods, you guys. So when that bird flipped over, I could have heard the angels singing, I'm telling you. I heard, it was Luke chapter 2 and the shepherds, and it says, you know, and he begins to shout out, you know, and so it was glory to God in the highest, because on earth peace has been brought to man. And it's not because of man, but it's the peace of Christ that's being brought to man. And at that moment, what God began to remind me personally. So when God reminds me something as a pastor, I'm sorry, but he reminds all of you guys too. And so I said, okay, Lord, this has got to be an offertory. So at that moment, I just started saying, I'm talking to the Lord. I'm in my backyard jumping up and down. I'm about ready to cry. I'm about ready to just put my face on the concrete. But it was at that moment the Lord began to remind me in my heart. He said, just in case there's any doubt, son, it's all me. And I was like, yes, sir, you're right. And I'm going to even go a step further. He said, just in case you just ever wanted to kind of think that you might be somebody. And before God's a lot more gracious. I said, I'm a dummy. I said, I am a dummy. And God goes, and you could almost hear the grace of God in my heart beginning to say, no, it's the tendency of man to think he's bigger and better than what he really is. But man, if you just look at his life, Scripture would tell us he's very weak, he's very transient, he's very frail. But the tendency of man is to think that he's bigger than he really is. And it was as if God reminded me, son, just remember, it's all me. It's all me, son. So I'd like to read to you Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. We as human nature, we get things mixed up. The things that God says is good, we call bad. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, and clever in their own sight. Proverbs will say, don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll make your path straight. Now, if you turn me to Isaiah 1, here's the good news. We know John the Baptist comes preaching in the wilderness, and he says, you know, you need to repent. You need to get right with the Lord. Confess your sin. That is a part of the good news message. A part of the good news message, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart of man is desperately sick. You know, who can know it? It's the heart of man, desperately sick. It's wicked beyond comparison. The good news is that you and I have to recognize just how lost and depraved we are without Christ, and the necessity of Jesus Christ coming. And i.e., I never would have thought until I really meditated on it, the turkey tales, how this is pointing to the coming Christ of Christmas and the gospel message. The necessity of us needing a Savior and salvation. Because without Christ, for 2 years, I'm presenting that turkey upside down. And it was only by the grace of the Lord. And let me also say this. I was hearing the encouragement of my wife. She wasn't bossing me around. But I was hearing the encouragement of her loving others. And trying to love others too. Not giving you raw turkey. And it's the grace of the Lord that turkey flipped over. And God goes, son, you guys see things upside down, but it's through Christ that we see things right side up. And at that moment, I could hear the grace of God in my own heart reminding me, I'm the one that helps you see things right. Don't ever forget that. And then number two, it's all me, son, and it's none of you. And it was just that reminder, which is actually tying into the theme that we've had today. However, the Spirit of Christ desires to tie this in. Whether it was James's offertory, it was all the Lord. Whether it was Pastor Gary's Genesis message, it was all the Lord. So the theme for today that this church that God's wanting to hear is it's all him. And he deserves all the praise and all the glory for what he's done for you and I, especially every day, but especially moving into this time of year, but especially every day. So we go into chapter 1, verse 18 of Isaiah. We'll start at 16. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. I'm very thankful he says learn. You and I don't come prepared knowing good. We have to learn it from the Lord, from the Word of God, from the Spirit of Christ. Seek justice. Go after that which is what's right. Reprove the ruthless. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. We're here to minister to others, especially as we're heading in to this holiday season. Even this morning in men's prayer, the theme was, we're not here to think about ourselves. We're here to think about others and minister. And that's when you actually see the face of Christ. We come into 18. Come now. And I'm so thankful for the grace of God. He could have just wiped us all out and started over. But he didn't. He said, we're going to finish this thing. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, I was an upside down turkey, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. If, the biggest word in the Bible, as Pastor Gary would say, if you consent and obey. What would be consent and obey? If you go into Mark chapter 1, Jesus would say, repent and believe in the gospel. If I'll consent and obey and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to submit my life to you because you obviously know better than I do. I trust you. I'm going to believe what you say you did on that cross. I'm going to believe everything you say. Lord, I receive it into my life. I receive it into my heart, and I want to put my trust and follow you today. It says, if you consent and obey, you'll eat the best of the land. You'll actually have a turkey that is right side up. But if you refuse and rebel, Josh, you're going to keep presenting things the wrong way, and it's going to be upside down. You will be devoured by the sword. Truly, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. My wife comes out there, and she says, Josh, I said, Michelle, I've been doing it upside down all the time. She goes, I don't want to say anything to you. Right? I said, so you're telling me you knew I was doing that? She goes, no. So then I turn to my mother-in-law, and I say, I've been bringing this thing in upside down this whole time. I said, she goes, I didn't want to say nothing, honey. I just thought that's the way you did it. But to bring that truth to bear, without Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, we see everything upside down. It's when Jesus Christ comes into your life and my life that we see things right side up. The importance of the Word, getting into the Word, learning what the Word of God says, allowing it to change and mold our hearts through His Spirit, it shows us the necessity of how much we need Jesus Christ in our lives and for everything. So may this be not only a reminder for me, but like I said, as a pastor, if God's reminding me things, guess what? He's reminding you things. So may we all do this together and praise the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. I just want to thank you, God, that you appointed me to do those things upside down for 2 years. And Lord, you allowed me to feel shame and embarrassment. And then in your grace, you flipped that bird over and you showed me that I was seeing things all wrong. I was seeing things upside down, backwards. Lord, it's our tendency as mankind that we call evil good and good evil. Lord, it's just who we are. It's the sin in our lives that's corrupted us. And Lord, not trusting you and believing you wholeheartedly. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come into our lives and made yourself known, so that we can have a right relationship with you, to see our Heavenly Father the right way, and Lord, to see ourselves the right way. We have a tendency of thinking we're bigger and better than we are. Lord, we are sorry. You are the one that is exalted. You are the one that's huge. You are the one that's righteous. We love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.